ذو القعدة ذو الحجة محرم رجب الله has made these 4 months sacred. Allah has made these 4 months sacred. ذو القعدة ذو الحجة محرم رجب.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. It is a time whereby we will say مرحبا أهلا وسهلا a warm welcome again to you at this time and juncture wherein we are still discussing the blessings of Allah by us giving us these sacred months, the sacred months. You find that people, they do many, many negativities rather than positivities in the sacred months. So the reason why we brought this type of discussions, it is to rectify one another where we are getting lost and to support and encouraging one another where we are getting it right. And we did mention that, you know what, it is the time to do self-contemplation and it is time to fight the nafs and it is time also to fast and all the thing. So from among them, it is charity. I'm going to conclude this, what you call this, on what to do. So it is the time whereby we need to spend, we need to give, you know, we need to, you know, to increase the sadaqahs, the khairat. Whenever there is any opportunity, we do so, we do right. Let us try to complement and follow it up with the sadaqah. Inna sadaqah, for verily charity, it extinguish the anger of Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal. Charity, it can extinguish the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The topic of discussion now, it is si'atu rahmatillahi bi'ibadi, the vastness of the mercy of Allah with His servants. We are, of course, talking about the sacred month, but today we want to specify only on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we know how merciful Allah is, especially this sacred month, it will encourage us to do more good deeds. And as for the sinners, it make them to stay away, to refrain from the sin. And also it gives them hope. So today we all focus on the mercy of Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal. How merciful Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal. How can we draw the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How can we benefit from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What is the virtue of getting the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Normally we know in the Bismillahi Sharif, we recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, wherein the two qualities, the two sifats of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned, Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim. So in this episode, we are going to learn what is Ar-Rahman and what is Ar-Rahim. Whilst knowing about the, you know, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of giving us the sacred months, the episode is not only about to explain how merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is only, but to link it with what you call this, the topic in discussion, which is the sacred month. Because these sacred months, at the end of the day, they are there because of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we all know that it is also, that it is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the people to be in paradise. So all these things, it is very, very incumbent for us in this particular time, in this moment, in this juncture, to mention the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We say that in the Bismillah Sharif, we hear the two sifats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being mentioned. Not only that, in Surah Al-Hamd, in Surah Fatiha, the two characteristics again follows one another. It was meant so by Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal that the two merciful qualities of His follow one another. You see, after the Hamd of Allah is given, then Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim is coming again in Surah Al-Hamd. See, this is the most beneficent, the most merciful. The translation in English is not as exact as it is in Arabic language, or as it is in Iswa is mentioning these sifats is concerned. If we understand these two sifats, we will understand why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the sacred months. Now, Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim. They say that the Mufassirin of the Holy Quran, they say that Ar-Rahman, yani it is mercy in general, and Ar-Rahim, it is mercy in specific. You see, Ar-Rahman, it is the mercy whereby the believers and the non-believers alike, they share from that mercy. All our existence in this dunya, it is due so only because of that mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in general, which encompasses everything, which will covers everything, including the believers and non-believers and any of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation. Is they mention there that it is something which is general and it is broad and it is vast. But what we want to learn from today is that the Mufassirin goes on further and say that وَكَانَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَحِيمًا. But as for Ar-Rahim, now it is solemnly for the believers. The Mufassirin, they explain that the Ar-Rahim, it is solemnly for the believers, which Allah Rabbul Izzat al-Jalal will be solemnly giving to the believers. And they based it in the verse of the Holy Quran, whereby Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَكَانَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَحِيمًا, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala solemnly by the believers, Allah Rabbul Izzat al-Jalal is Ar-Rahim, that is most merciful, the outmost of mercy. Allah Rabbul Izzat al-Jalal, He gave it to the believers. So it is from this mercy that we are getting this sacred month. He gave it also for the believers, because this are for the believers, the sacred month, that the believers, they benefit from them. Dhul Qa'da, Dhul Hijjah, Muharram and Rajab, these are the sacred month of which the episodes are dedicated unto. So today we are taking a glimpse and a look at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon His servants, that is upon the believers in particular. In Muslim in general, but in what you call this, in believers in particular. So the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so vast that in the Holy Quran, in Surah Al-A'raf, verse number 156, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِئَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ, that the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encompasses everything. It encompasses everything, viewers of Madani Channel. It encompasses everything. These are the things which we have got to mention, especially in the sacred month, that if we know that the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encompasses everything, including this sacred month, these are because of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gave us free of charge. There's no one paying for this sacred month. If we want to pay for the month of Dhul Hijjah, we cannot be able to pay for the month of Dhul Hijjah. The month of Dhul Hijjah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make a hajj to be accessible for us, to be very, very easy. You know, we go there, the deeds will be multiplied. And the month of hajj is taking in the holy month. Why? So that the deeds will be multiplied furthermore, because it is a sacred month already, so Hajj is taking place. This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In another verse in Surah Al-Hajr, نَبِّعْ عِبَادِي أَنِّي أَنَا الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ, that inform my servants that I am the most forgiving, the most merciful. You see, viewers of Madani Channel, we are not here to explain these verses, but we are there to learn from these verses. We are not here to explain these verses, to make tafsir of these verses. Okay, the tafsir will look in a khazain or irfan, but today we are only taking the madani pull from these verses. Like here, we are being told that Allah Rabbul Izzat al-Jalal, not only that he's only most forgiving, he's most forgiving, most merciful. It is put together, most forgiving and most merciful. That if we perhaps perchance wrong ourselves, there is room for making tawbah. And if we make tawbah, Allah Rabbul Izzat al-Jalal will again with His mercy start again. That's why we are told in Islam that with the beautiful hadith, we are told by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that at-ta'ibu min ad-dambi kaman la dhanba la, the one who make tawbah from his guna, from his sins, is regarded in Islam like someone who does not have sin at all. So in this month of the Dhul-Hijjah, we need to understand how merciful Allah is. We need to understand how forgiving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. When we come out from, you know, like even take the instance for the hujjaj who go for hajj. You see, we say that a hajj mabrur wa dhanbu maghfur. They'll come back, they're blessed and forgiven. You know, the one who go for hajj, like the day whereby his mother gave birth unto him, you come with dhanbun maghfur, with sins which are forgiven by Allah Rabbul Izzat al-Jalal. Just look how great is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not only in Dhul Hijjah, but in these sacred months, including also the month of Ramadan, be it not from the sacred month, but just look how great the month of Ramadan it is, right? Allah Rabbul Izzat al-Jalal give us this blessed month, and on top of that, He make us do something in this month, so that out of nothing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is creating something for us to go into Jannah. Allah Rabbul Izzat al-Jalal then said, كَتَبَ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ الرَّحْمَةِ Rabbul Izzatul Jalal prescribed upon himself mercy. He prescribed upon himself mercy. He's so merciful. The mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it surpasses his anger. The mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so dominant than the anger of Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal. From the set forth, Allah would not to punish us from the set forth. Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal, He loves His creation. That's why all these opportunities were given without being asking. No one of us asked this sacred month. The Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam even explained that indeed Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal created mercy in 100 beautiful portions. From those 100 beautiful portions, just look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is vast. That from these 100 portions, Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal reserved with Him 99 portions of the mercy. How big, how small, we don't know. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knowing. He reserved with Himself. And only one, He sent it to the dunya. It is because of this one portion that a mother is so merciful to his baby. The lioness is merciful to its cub. Only one portion of mercy. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have sent 100, what will happen in this dunya? But nevertheless, He kept these 99 portions of mercy to be with Him on the Day of Judgment. Not only that, bi'ithatu Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fiina, the fact that Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal sent Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in us, that one only is enough also to show the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? He was sent as a mercy to this entire universe. Not only the Arabs, but the Ajam also as well. Every creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the mercy of Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal, viewers of Madani channel. For those people who might committed sins, let us not lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these sacred months. My respected brothers, respected sisters, do good. Be righteous. Inna rahmatallahi, for verily the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, qareebun min al muhsinin, it is near upon those who do righteousness. Let us do righteousness. It is the righteous acts which attracts the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the other hand, it is the ma'asiyah, the sins, the guna which we perform, which attract the wrath and the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With this in mind, we make dua to Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal to shower special mercy upon our elders, upon our mashayikh, upon our asatida, upon our mothers, our fathers, our elders, the young and the big. And as it is said also that we need to show mercy upon each and everybody. Ar-Rahimun, Yarahamuhumur Rahman. As I said, that we need to do deeds which will attract the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that those people who show mercy, who are merciful to the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Creator is merciful also unto them. Be merciful with whatsoever is in the earth. The possessor of the heavens and the earth is going to be merciful unto you. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ. Up to when we meet again, discussing the blessings of the Ashwarul Hurum, the sacred month. May Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal bless one and all. Ameen bijahi nabil ameen.
Zulqada, Zulhijja, Muharram, Rajab. Allah has made these 4 months sacred. Allah has made these 4 months sacred. Zulqada, Zulhijja, Muharram, Rajab.